And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The U.S. military is removing the aid pier from the Gaza coast due to weather. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
A U.S.-built aid pier will be detached from Gaza's coast for a second time due to rough seas, two U.S. officials say, raising further questions about the viability of the sea route into Gaza. They add the military is moving the pier to prevent it from breaking apart, as it did late last month. The officials expect the pier will be back in place and operating again by next week. The $230 million project has been beset by security, logistical and other problems since aid first rolled ashore on May 17. Although aid has been unloaded in a secure area on shore for several days, humanitarian agencies have stopped picking it up and distributing it throughout Gaza because of insecurity. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
World leaders gathered at a Swiss mountain resort to try to build support for Ukraine's peace proposals. Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte said on Saturday Russian President Vladimir Putin, quote, made a mistake not attending the Ukrainian peace summit.
And here we are today with half of UN at a leader's level in many cases of many countries. And he is preparing for a state visit to North Korea. So this is your story.
Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen said peace can only be found with, quote, two partners, while the president of Slovenia, Natasha Pirs-Musar, said the next conference, quote, should definitely not be without Russia.
We have to talk to the enemy. We cannot negotiate peace between like-minded countries. So that's the next step I think that most of us would like to achieve here.
More than 90 countries are taking part, but China's absence in particular has dimmed hopes the summit would show Russia as globally isolated, while recent military reverses have put Kyiv on the back foot. For additional stories, 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S.-led campaign against Iran-backed Houthi rebels has turned into the most intense running sea battle the Navy has faced since World War II. More than 50 vessels have been clearly targeted by the rebels. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Commander Eric Blomberg and the destroyer USS Laboon are not facing a global power like Russia or China, but rather the Iran-backed Houthi rebels who have launched nearly daily attacks for months in the Red Sea.
I don't think people really understand just kind of how deadly serious it is what we're doing.
Jets from the aircraft carrier Dwight D. Eisenhower and the Laboon's firepower have scrambled to take out Houthi drones and missiles aimed at civilians, vessels and warships. The U.S. and its partners are trying to both protect a vital commercial shipping lane and themselves. I'm Sagar Meghani.
More than 1.83 million Muslims from around the world gathered at the sacred hill of Mount Arafat in Saudi Arabia for worship and reflection on the second day of the Hajj. The ritual on Saturday at Mount Arafat is considered the peak of the Hajj. It's often the most memorable event for pilgrims who stand together asking God for mercy, blessings, prosperity, and good health. Hajj is one of the largest religious gatherings on earth, and it officially started Friday when pilgrims moved from Mecca's Grand Mosque to Mina, a desert plain just outside the city. Saudi authorities expect that the number of pilgrims this year would exceed 2 million. There are lawsuits and warnings against some pricey stem cell treatments. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Stem cells fascinate researchers because of their ability to reproduce and transform into other cell types, possibly creating potential for treating disease and injuries. But the FDA has approved just a handful of therapies. But there are businesses hawking unapproved, unproven, and costly stem cell therapies for many ailments. In some cases, they've caused blindness, bacterial infections, and tumors. Iowa officials recently joined attorneys general in New York, North Dakota, Georgia, Nebraska, Arkansas, and Washington State, who are suing businesses that allegedly promote unproven stem cell treatments. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Anti-racism groups are joining French unions and a brand new left-wing coalition in protests in Paris and across France against the surging nationalist far right. The demonstrations Saturday afternoon come as parties engage in frenzied campaigning for snap parliamentary elections. Protesters fear that the elections will produce France's first far-right government since World War II. Crowds have been gathering daily ever since Marine Le Pen's anti-immigration national rally made historic gains in the European Parliament elections on Sunday. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.